Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's Taz and the Moose with you here on this Monday morning. Brandon King, Jonathan Jones, Obi Mel, and Fonwu is going to get set to join us here momentarily. Hop on in, guys.
What's up? What's up? The guys are just setting up here, putting headsets on, getting microphones in front of them, and doing business.
No doubt. Three world champion New England Patriots.
We got you in a low chair over there, bro.
On Monday morning, which can't be too easy at times. What's going on, guys? How are you? Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes. Thanks for coming in studio today, guys. How you doing?
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you're all good? Everybody's good technically?
Everyone's good, yes.
You don't have headsets,
we're all set.
Huh? We're good. You can hear us. Yes. We're loud enough.
We're good enough.
Where's the trophy?
What's up? No trophy. The trophy's coming soon. We will update you.
Yeah. Cool. We got it.
We'll update you.
Where's the boom box?
Oh, I definitely. It's in the trunk, man. You know. Just let me know. We can bring it out at any time.
Yeah.
I know y'all got the speakers in here.
Yeah, exactly right.
I'll bring mine with me.
Well, give us a little bit of a feel about the boom box.
Oh, it's called a bump box. I'm not sure how long the company's been out, but last year we reached out to them, just trying to get some music going in the locker room, and they responded to us. And this year ended up contacting them before the Super Bowl. You know, they showed a lot of love, ended up sending us a couple of them out, to make sure, we had one in the locker room. We had one, at the game day locker room. And, it was definitely enjoyable.
Instant party. Yeah. What's the go-to song? What's the go-to beat?
I don't know, man. Like, I think for the most part, the Mamba song?
Shaq West.
That's what's been going on lately. That's what's been the most requested song out there.
I don't picture Tom Brady requesting like Travis Scott, like Sicko Mode.
You'll be surprised.
Really?
Man.
He likes
Tom's got some swag.
Yeah,
man.
He dips really? Every little, fancy.
Really?
So.
I appreciate that. I respect that.
Now, is there like a protocol? Do you have to clear music in the locker room? Because sometimes, like, when you go to,
some of the vets,
Good
question. Yeah, do you have to clear the music with the vets?
It depends on how the day's going and how everyone's feeling. You got to stay on your toes around.
Oh, really?
I believe that.
Are there days where it's like, we're not playing music?
Yeah. Yeah, again, some days, man, sometimes I play something and I get a stare from across the room like, look, all right, I got you. Simmer down.
You definitely have to get the vibe of the team for that day.
Yeah, yeah, that's
depending
cool
on how practice goes, maybe a silent day in the locker room.
Exactly.
We'll go around the room here. We're being joined here by Brandon King, Jonathan Jones, Obi Mel, and Fonwu, three champions with the New England Patriots. We're lucky enough to be joined, Taz and myself,
absolutely,
here in studio. Brandon, start with you. When you look at the being now a Super Bowl champion, how does that feel?
It feels amazing, man. A lot of people was like, "Hey, man, you guys always go to Super Bowl. It's nothing. It's nothing like it's work that's being paid off, because I promise you, it's days we go in there and we was like, man, Bill's crazy. Like, why are we doing this? But at the end of the day, it pays off. It pays off time and time again. And when things keep paying off in life from that hard work, it starts, it starts becoming a habit for you. You start to think, like, in every aspect of life that, I got to do more. I got to do this. I got to do that just to, get things accomplished. And, after a while, you just start improving and,
just
more than.
Just like muscle memory.
Yeah, it's like muscle memory. So you just come in every day with an attitude that you're going to work, because at the end of the day, when you're going to work, what else are you supposed
to be doing
there? Of course.
No matter what job you do, especially you got a guy like Belichick all over you.
Yeah. So
he's as hard-ass as we all assume, right? Let's be honest.
He knows what he wants, and he's going to get it.
Jonathan, how about yourself?
It's
to
good,
be like
man.
A champion. I mean, to achieve the ultimate goal for any NFL player.
I know. I mean, 3 years in for me, three Super Bowls consecutively. One, two. So all of them are special. Like you said, what it takes to go in every year and compete, and like you said, the consistency of the program, just year in and year out. but it's hard work, and you enjoy that process. And me being from Georgia, playing in Atlanta, has no better way to go out. You know, go out as a champion around the family and friends. It's just a great event.
And Obi, I mean, for you,
he's running all over the place. Yeah, he's working the room.
You're a local guy. You're a UConn guy, right? So you're drafted by the Raiders. For that scenario to be in your rearview mirror, then to end up in New England and to be a part of a team that wins a championship, how about the emotions for you?
First off, I'd like to thank the Raiders organization for giving me the opportunity to make it to the NFL. Unfortunately, stuff doesn't work out. You know, that's just life. But I'm just blessed to be on this team and get the opportunity to join late and be able to be around guys, championship guys like Brandon King and Jay Jones, and just that whole locker room in general, the leadership that we have in that locker room. You know, the veteran, just a veteran group of guys that, you know what to do, know how to win, and know what to do to get there. And honestly, getting there, I was shocked because, you know, you see it from the outside, like, yeah, these dudes go almost every year. And, like, to be in the locker room and see what it takes to be a champion and have championship caliber and the work that does put in, like, I mean, it was definitely different for me, but, I mean, that's what it takes, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
Well, you said it right, and I'm sure we all can agree, right? You know, right? It's all about leadership, right? So, as, you know, yeah, you got that veteran presence in that locker room too, you know, from obviously the you know, guys like Brady and Gronk and these other guys and, you know, all these guys. I mean, so that you feel that, I'm assuming, in the locker room, right? That resonates for sure. You know who the leaders are. It's kind of set in stone, I would assume.
Well, I would say it's definitely set in stone. For me, when I got in, I grew up in Alabama, so NFL football was, you know, I didn't watch it growing
right,
up. I watched Alabama and Auburn football. That's just what I watched. It's SEC. So for me, when I got in, you know, I've heard of Tom Brady before. You know, everyone's heard of Tom Brady.
Right.
I've heard of Gronk before. Everybody's heard of Gronk. But when I got in there, those guys, the example that they were setting, Julian Edelman. Mm. I got in there, and Jules is running, you know, faster than the rookies that are just getting there. And I'm
yeah.
You know, how long this man been in the league making all these cuts? And you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. He's out here, you know, running every single day. So it's the formula is kind of already written. You just got to jump on the bandwagon.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can say, like, okay, these guys, you know, have been playing for a long time. But they've been playing for a long time at a, you know, competitive level. And being successful, you know what I'm saying, at a competitive level. So if I'm coming in every day and I'm seeing, you know, Gronk run every day and, you know, put his all into it. I'm coming in every day, I'm seeing Tom attentive for meetings, you know, working the way he has to work and him running back and forth trying to get to meetings on time because it matters. It's not like, oh, I've been here before, I've done this before. Everything on that team is like, okay, you've done this, but, you know, what's next? Like, everybody's depending on everyone. And it's a respect thing, like, after you go through so long with, you know, working with an individual and through, you know, that high intensity training, you know, day after day after day after day, you earn a respect for that person because, you know, sometimes you look at each other like, you know, even though it's hard and, you know, I've been playing football for a while, but you still look at each other like, man, I don't know about this.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Like,
you know, but it's nice to have, you know, guys that actually, you know, want to be there and fight through it with you rather than someone like, man, I'm going to go home and, you know, dog the team or, you know,
right,
be disrespectful.
Right.
It's nothing like that. And for the most part, that's why I love the Patriots organization. Hence, I've never been anywhere else and I don't know anything else. But at the end of the day, man, like those guys that you have in there are really sincere, really care about your type of guys. We don't have anybody on the team you walk up to and you ask them a question, they're going to give you like a runaround.
Mm. Right.
Everybody's straight
forward. No egos, right?
Nah, yeah, everybody's chill. Telling you, you know, straight forward, like this is how it's going to be. This is the play and this is how you should play it. So they're pretty much coaching you, like in a sense, to take their job.
That's cool.
Because they just want to help.
Yeah.
You know, people just want to help. So it's great to be a part of that.
Jonathan, how confident of a group were you going into Super Bowl 53?
I think very confident. I think that's something as a team. We battled adversity beginning of the year. Everybody counted us out, you know, that the Patriots had done. But no one paid any attention. You know, we came together as a team and healed as a team and fought for each other. So going out to Kansas City and having an ultimate test out there and showing we can win on the road, we can win anywhere, and winning against a team like that, a great team. I think that just showed us when we were ready for the Super Bowl, we showed up confident. A good group ready to perform a game plan and win.
I mean, did you? I mean, but you go into it. I mean, everyone was expecting a lot of points in the game. For the defense, for you guys to play as well as you did, Brandon, I mean, surprised. I mean, to hold the Rams to just 3 points in 60 minutes, I mean, that is an unbelievable defensive effort.
Yeah, it was amazing. And just if you think about it, like, from the first play to, like, the last play, like, everybody went out and fought. Everyone treated, you know, every play like it was a last play. And at the end of the day, like, every time, you know, the defense stepped out on the field, you know, I was confident, you know, in that, you know, the job will get done because we worked for that game. We went over a lot of situations for that game.
Yo, Goff looked like, man, scheme threw him off. Dude, he looked like on TV, I'm saying, he looked like a deer in the headlights, dude.
We put everything into it because at the end of the day, what else would you want, you know?
Right.
That's true. Right. You know, and your quarterback, Tom Brady, said it, it's difficult to be a Patriot because of the grind, the day-in, day-out grind that they put you through, setting you up for opportunities like you had to take advantage of it, whether it be going on the road, Kansas City, AFC mm-hmm. Championship game, or Super Bowl 53. I mean, because you are not only physically tested, Brandon, but you guys, and you guys can speak to this better than anybody, you are mentally tested day in and day out, correct?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's easy for me to never get comfortable because I feel like when you start getting comfortable in that building, they'll throw a loop at you, mm. you know, just because that's not how, if something happens in a game and boom, you know, then what are you going to do? So I never really get comfortable within the building. Even if I see the set schedule, you know what I'm saying? I'm still walking around asking people, hey, is that still lit?
Because, yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it could change fast. So you don't want to be on the wrong side of the, you know.
Good for you, man.
On that stick. So it's been amazing, you know, playing and, you know, being around the guys and learning from, you know, the different coaches. And every coach there is just so passionate. Like, you never have a coach that's walking around like, okay, well, I've never seen that out of him before.
Right, right.
Everybody's
right.
coming with the
consistency,
effort.
Right. No,
you know,
complacency,
what I mean?
Nothing.
None.
Right, right. None. That's cool. That's how you win.
Yeah, that is how you win. I know you guys got to go, but wanted to get your quick thoughts. How do you think Flores is going to do down in Miami as head coach?
I'm happy for Flo. I mean, Flo's a great coach. He knows the system. He knows what he wants to do. He has a vision. So I'm happy for him. I'm excited to see what he does, to get an opportunity coming under, you know, the New England system and learning so much. I'm excited for him to have his time.
There you go. Brandon King, Jonathan Jones, Obi Melanfanwu, three champions with the New England Patriots. Hey, guys, enjoy it. Have a great offseason, continued success, and thanks for spending a couple minutes with us this morning.
And congratulations to you guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.